You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for allowing us back into your life. We appreciate it. We missed you over the last
We're excited to be back, although it was hard to set that alarm for 3:30 this morning and drag my butt out of bed. I will not lie.
and I got to be brutally honest. I've told you before that I'm a night owl by nature, and very much so. And during our 11 days off, there was not a night that I wasn't up until well after midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
And there were two nights where it was close to 2 a.m.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah, and because I just naturally default to being a night person.
Huh.
And so it's been kind of...
It's strange now, isn't it?
Yeah, the last couple of days, I've been having to like get my mind right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't keep doing this.
You do have to talk yourself up about this. You got to give yourself a little pep talk. You know, you're like, come Monday now.
Yeah, I can't Sunday. Although, you know, I watched the Sunday night football game last night, and that, you know, went late. So
Packers, right? Packers were on.
Packers won.
I thought you'd be watching that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Did they win?
They won. Hey. They whipped the Vikings. They got the number one seed in the NFC. That'll be our first little discussion here in the trending report is about the Broncos. They lost again. Ho-hum.
It was so bad. I watched about 8-9 minutes of that game, and I was like, I'm done. Yeah, it was
on. You invested 9 minutes, yeah, eh?
Put 9 minutes into it.
You know, there's all this chatter going on about the Broncos, and here's what I would say for those of us who love our Denver Broncos is temper your expectations about what might happen during the offseason, because right now there are a lot of people who are fanning the excitement levels regarding Aaron Rodgers. There have been multiple stories in the last few days about how both Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams from Green Bay could be coming to Denver. It's just people speculating right now. There is nothing in the works.
Yeah.
Don't get
fun
your hopes
to think
up.
About though. It's fun to think
it's
about.
It's fun.
It maybe
fun
you know
for
get
Denver.
A little
yeah.
nice little shot of adrenaline for the team maybe if that happened, but
that's not any story that's been released by anyone else. That's just like people with Sports Illustrated saying this is a great fit for everyone. So just
and again, why would you leave Green Bay, Dom? I don't know the ins and outs of him and his history and stuff, but wouldn't you just stay at a place where you have it made basically? Does he have it made there?
There's a lot of
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, whatever.
I just
Who
like
cares?
Their colors. Look, I commented on their colors last night. They look so vibrant and bold and rich on a nice big HGTV, HD TV. The green and the yellows, it just pops. They have a really nice color combination.
It's green and gold.
Okay, gold, sorry.
The Nuggets are in Dallas tonight for a game against the Mavericks. Our Avalanche beat the Ducks last night at Ball Arena. That was weird having the Avs off for so long because of COVID stuff. Their next game is tomorrow night in Chicago. And then quickly, I'll throw this note in. They announced the world's population as of New Year's Day 2022. And we have now officially reached, on the globe, 7.8 billion people.
Dang.
It's about a 0.9% growth rate. 4.3 births every second.
I saw that.
2 deaths every second.
I saw that, too. That's crazy to think about.
We're up, what'd they say, something like 74 million people worldwide in the last year. So
we're going to run out of food.
Well,
we're gonna run out of water.
I think what we're going to run out of is people doing the jobs we're used to them doing.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother discussion.
Speaking of sadness, we should go back a step talking about football. And Dan Reeves died, 77 years old of dementia. That's so sad. Probably the last full Bronco game I ever watched, Dan Reeves was coaching.
You're kidding me.
I don't even joke. I am not joking. Back in the day, I was, you know, when I was younger, a Broncos fan, and my uncle had worked at Channel 4, and he got us in to the Dan Reeves show. It's the little, you know, show that Channel 4 put on. And oddly enough, about a week ago, I've been transferring my parents' old VHS tapes over to digital, and my mom had recorded that TV show when we were on. It was me and my dad and my sister. We're all sitting there in the front row, the Dan Reeves show. I got my Broncos shirt on, little 10-year-old Jeremy with a big old smile on my face. listen to Dan Reeves talking about the big game. I was like, oh my gosh.
This is where I called you out as a fraud. Wearing your Broncos jersey.
I was 10. I was 10 years old. I didn't know.
Fraud.
I didn't know there was other things to do on the weekends besides sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, I know, you know, and rightly so. There was a lot of attention paid to the passing of John Madden over the last few days. Yes. I get that. They dedicated so much of last night's game to him. But
yeah.
But you're absolutely right. For those of us in the Mile High City,
he's a legend. Man. He's an icon.
Was an interesting dude.
Yeah.
I just like listening to him talk.
Heck yeah. That accent of his. Speaking of John Madden, of course, the story this morning is talking about basically how much money he had, and he did not die broke. He was reportedly worth $200 million when he passed away last Tuesday. They say he was the first broadcaster to earn $1 million salary, and then he had endorsements, of course, on top of that. But his big cash cow, of course, was the Madden video game franchise. Now, EA Sports has paid him $150 million for the right to use his name and likeness basically for the rest of time. He just signed over his name, his likeness, so we could potentially have a Madden 2075 PlayStation game, you know.
Right.
Depends on how long they want to carry this franchise out. But he had $200 million in the bank, so good for him. Another dude that's crushing it when it comes to money, Spider-Man. Box office, Spider-Man No Way Home, it made another $52.7 million over the holiday weekend, bringing its total to just shy of $610 million, making it the 10th biggest film in history at the domestic box office. Globally, I believe it's hit $1 billion already globally. So they're raking that money in, man. Those Marvel movies, it's insane. I did plunk down over the break. I watched one movie over the break, and it was Black Widow, of all things. For as much crap as we give Black Widow and that movie and that character, I was like, I gotta do this. I just gotta see what it's all about. I just wanted to. I just wanted to see, like, how they really gave Black Widow a backstory and what the big deal was. And I will say, that movie completely sucked.
Oh.
It was absolutely horrible. It was the dumbest one yet. So
that's funny.
Don't waste your time. This is a big deal. If you're still using an old BlackBerry phone and you haven't updated it in a while, you're going to have to, because it's the last day today to use those old BlackBerry phones. Starting tomorrow, the old devices running BlackBerry's own software won't work anymore. Now, a little while ago, BlackBerry started running Android software. It was like back in 2016, 17, something like that. That one, I think, is you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay if it's running Android software. But you're old school and you're still rocking the BlackBerry with the BlackBerry software. You're going to have to hit a Verizon store today, immediately.
We forget how much BlackBerry was the trend-setting,
dude. I had one
new device.
I had one when you had that phone with the, you know, the entire keyboard on it. You were living large, and people were like, "Whoa, you got a keyboard on your phone?" Anyway, if you have one of those older devices, starting tomorrow, you can't make calls, no texts, no internet. You can't even call 911. So you're probably going to want to get on
it
and get yourself a new one. A new poll out found that a third of Americans took on more debt to get through the holidays this year. We added about $1,249 to our debt, racking things up like gifts, of course, plane tickets. They said millennials are most likely to owe more than they did a few months ago. Let's see, what did we spend the most on? It's not our kids, actually. They said most of it was gifts for their spouse or significant other. If you bought a big old diamond ring or something, or, you know, a new Mustang.
That coffee. It's that coffee maker I bought for Greg.
Yeah. What did that set you back?
About $25,000.
That coffee maker better give you a back rub at the end of the night. And real quick, Lake Superior State University in Michigan has released its annual list of words and phrases that need to be banished in the new year.
Sure.
I'll give you a few of them. The number one was, wait, what? I don't think I use that one. Wait, what? I use number two a lot, which is no worries. Eh, no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I found myself using that.
No worries. At the end of the day is on the list, but that being said, asking for a friend, circle back, and then number seven, deep dive. I'm going to take a deep dive and circle back.
I have to agree with some of those.
Yeah.
That whole asking for a friend is not funny anymore. It's just
right.
Not.
That had its moment in the spotlight for about 30 minutes. And
yeah,
then
it was really funny at one point. And now it's like everyone uses it all the
dumb
time.
The pandemic-related phrases we don't want to hear is new normal, you're on mute via the Zoom calls, and then supply chain and supply chain issues.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm sick of that too because I've been bamboozled too many times by supply chain issues and shortages. I am so stocked up on toilet paper and cans of pumpkin, it's not even funny. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You need to check out a very funny video that popped up over the holidays. It's a game called Raiding Granny's Pantry. A family filmed themselves going into their grandmother's pantry. It's one of those big walk-in. It's like a closet.
Yeah.
And each family member could stay in there for 60 seconds. And they had to find the most expired food item in the pantry.
Great.
And about five or six of them did it. And the outcome is pretty darn funny. Might be staged. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.